For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. It is official. K-12 education in Connecticut for the rest of the school year will be online only. In a release, Governor Ned Lamont confirmed this morning that because of the coronavirus, students would not be returning to their respective campuses. With us now to talk more about this is Education Commissioner Dr. Miguel Cardona. Doctor, was this something that was bound to happen at some point?
I think the governor was holding out to see if it was possible at all to salvage some of the weeks before typical closing. But we knew as we got closer to the May 20th date that it would be more helpful for districts and for families to know so they can plan accordingly.
To bring students back, I would think that the physical layout of a lot of schools has to be changed in order to encourage social distancing. How ready do you think Connecticut schools are for actually having people on the premises again?
Right. So what we're learning is that we're going to have to likely embrace a model that has some distance learning, remote learning, and some on-site learning. And it could be alternating schedules. It could be different shifts. But our school buildings, we're going to have to look at them a little differently and make sure that we're taking advantage of the large spaces in a way that provides the appropriate social distancing. You're right, though. The schools are not designed for learning the way we have to learn. So we're going to have to get creative and think about how to use that space to, you know, promote good learning, but also maintain a level of safety for our students and our staff.
From now until September, is that a reasonable time frame to get that work done of reorienting every single school in Connecticut?
Mm-hmm. Well, the work is underway. We don't have a definitive timeline yet on what it's going to look or what it's going to look like in September, or a timeline to say when it's going to go back to what it was before. But we do know that we have to start planning for multiple scenarios. And it might be that we look at other spaces in our community and say, well, how could learning take place there so that we keep kids separated?
Distance learning is here to stay in some ways. Is that an accurate statement?
I think, you know, there is some element of distance learning that's going to have to be a part of core programming next year.
So
to think that we're going to go from 100% distance learning or remote learning to all of the students in a building in 3 or 4 months is not realistic. So distance learning definitely will be a part of the reentry process, especially if students are not in school all day, every day. So we have to do work simultaneously. As we're getting our buildings ready, we have to look at increasing the number of students that have access to a device and connectivity.
Are we going to have summer school?
The goal is to have summer school, yes. More than likely, it's going to be in the later months of summer, or I should say August, July, probably not in June. But the goal is to start getting students back in and helping the students, especially the students that really didn't have a lot of access during this time, giving those students, and we know we have many students with special needs who a computer is not going to meet their needs. So we want to make sure that we provide opportunities, but also in a safe way.
All of us are watching for signs that significant increase in testing is coming and that a vaccine is coming. How much of the plans for the school year going forward are dependent on those two things, vaccines and testing?
A lot of it is, right? But we're going to have to move forward without the vaccine. And we also have to, another factor that we have to take into account is, you know, we've been seeing a good decline in the number of hospitalizations. But as things open up and as people get more comfortable going outside, we're looking to see, is that going to reverse the trend? Or is that something that we have to take into account that could further delay reopening?
Education Commissioner Dr. Miguel Cardona, thank you so much for the time.
All right, take care.